The reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. This can be found on page 970 on your church Bibles.
Slowly. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us as our debts, and we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. A great reading. So we've been going through the Lord's Prayer, and today is the last day of the Lord's Prayer. And as we've been going through, we've seen that the Lord's Prayer is divided into two halves. The first half is directed to God, to His glory, to His will. But then the second half is about us expressing our dependence on God for our needs, daily bread, for forgiveness. And today, our reliance, our dependence on God for us to lead a life that is pleasing to Him. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. John Stott wrote about this verse, and he, in an attempt to explain it, because it's not sometimes immediately obvious what it means, paraphrased it like this: do not allow us to be so led into temptation that it overwhelms us, but rescue us from the evil one. Well, what are we talking about with temptation? Can we see a picture? Often, when you talk about temptation, we think about it's that naughtiness of eating that chocolate or the cream bun or the cake or whatever it is. I would suggest that temptation is actually about making a choice. It's about making a choice. This boy, he's got a choice in front of him. Which do you think he's going to choose? The cake. Yes, it looks like he's going to choose the cake. What would you choose?
I would choose the apple. I like cake.
You'd choose the apple. What would you choose?
The apple
as well. Who would choose the cake? Who would choose the apple? Well, I don't think that choice is probably that important. But as we go through life, there are always choices. We're all the time facing choices. Some of them are probably not that important. What shall I wear today? How will I have my hair? What colour car will I buy? But some choices are about going God's way or about going our way. Going my way. Would someone like to come and just hold that for me? Just hold it there. Stand there and hold that. Yeah, do you want Josh to come up? Are you going to stand over here just so we can see those? Just hold it up. Thank you very much. The temptation is about making a choice. Do we go God's way or do we go my way? Do I hit my younger brother or my younger sister when they're being annoying? Or do I spend extra time with them to show them love? Do you forgive someone that's done something wrong to you? Or do you bear a grudge? Are you honest about something that's happened? Or are you dishonest? Do you put your trust in God? What else? Trust in God in a difficult situation, or in yourself, in money, in your job, your confidence. When everyone's gossiping about someone, do you join in or do you say something positive? What's your temptation? What's your temptation? What do you find that you're having to make a choice about? Do you go God's way or do you go my way? Facing these temptations is not wrong. We're not doing something wrong when we get tempted. What is important is the choice that we make. Paul, you know, we refer to the armour of God earlier on. But at the beginning of that passage, Paul warns us that it is a huge struggle in life to make the right choice. Because we are having to stand against the influence of the world. Those people around us who might want to draw us away from God's way. We are standing against the evil one, the devil, who wants us to go our own way. He doesn't want us to live a life that's pleasing to God. He says, our way's better. You don't want to weigh God's way. This will be much better. Do your own thing. Don't go God's way. The devil is a liar. He tells us that our way is better. And don't we so often want to go this way, our own way, and not God's way? So, what do we do? What do we do to resist, to overcome temptation, to go God's way? What do we do? Well, one thing we can do is to try our hardest, is to say, I'm going to make the right choice. By willpower, I'm going to go God's way. Tristan, could you come and help me? Now then, here's a temptation. You got to stand here. It's coming your way, because we always will suffer temptation. It's coming your way. But you can't move from there because you can't avoid temptations, but you've got to try and dodge it. Yeah? You've got to try. It's a sponge ball. You'll be all right. You've got to try and dodge it because you've got to go, not my way, but God's way. Are you okay? Are you ready for this? Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Now then. Now, to be fair, you've got to stand behind that line because Tristan's got to have some chance. Right. Who wants to throw a ball at Tristan? Here. Yeah, we'll let everyone have a go. Right, ready? Lots of balls. If you want to throw a ball, come to the front. Just one each, Matthew. Have a ball there. Do you want to have a throw a ball? Do you want to throw a ball? You can put your sign down for a minute and throw a ball. Anyone else? No, wait, wait. Don't throw them yet. Don't throw them yet. Okay. Last ball. Who wants to throw a ball? Do you want to share that one out? So, now when I say, don't forget you've got to be behind this line. Someone, last ball, someone who's not going to throw, do you want to throw a ball? You've got to stand here, you've got to stand here. You just, by your willpower, you've got to dodge those balls. I can see, let's see it. No, you've got to stand there, you can't run away. You've got to dodge those balls. Wait till I give the word, wait till I give the word. Who's this one? Right, are you ready? Go! Okay, sit down, sit down, sit down. Tristan. Hey, sit, Matthew, please. Right, Tristan, do you want to gather up the balls? Let's try and gather all those balls together. Where's my water gone? Can we have our signs back up? There seems to be a lot of balls missing. We need them again. Can we have the balls? Have we got all the balls back? There were 30 in there. Can we put them back in the box? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, well done. So, if we try to make the right choice in our own strength, if we try to make the right choice by our willpower, by being determined, we are defenseless. We will be overwhelmed because we don't have the strength in ourselves to always make the right choice. We are dependent on God for everything. If we try and do it ourselves, we will be knocked down. We will go this path our own way. Or if we really, by really trying, we don't go that path, we probably won't go all that way and we'll always be looking at this way. Oh, is that way nicer? Is that way nicer? Rather than going God's way. If we do that, we are defenseless. But the good news is that we are not defenseless. We are not defenseless. Because God has given us an amazing tool so that we can go. He's playing that like an air guitar. That's brilliant. So that we can go God's way. He has given us access to His presence. He has given us access to all the resources and the power that the creator of the universe has. And that secret tool, that special tool that we can all use is prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus shows us our complete dependence on God in all areas of our life. He says that we must pray for the things that we need, our daily bread, provided by God the Father. He says we must pray for our spiritual needs, our forgiveness of the sins that separate us from Him through the death of Jesus the Son. And he says he must pray to resist temptation, to be able to lead a life that's pleasing to God. And we have the power to do that through God, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in us when we follow Jesus. We spoke about the armor of God earlier. And Paul said that after he said, what an incredible struggle it is to follow God's way. And the armor of God, if you remember, it talks about the word of God, which teaches us the truth that Satan, that the devil is a liar, and that he is defeated by Jesus. The truth that we are accepted by God. The truth that we are safe in God's hands when we put our faith in Jesus. And the armor of God is to put our faith in God rather than other things. But he finishes by saying, pray. Put the armor of God on with prayer. He says, pray all the time and with all sorts of prayers. He says, pray. So, Tristan, we need to come up here again. We seem to be a bit shorter of balls. Right, let's do it again. Who's going to throw balls at Tristan? Just one each. Let everyone have a go. Oh, sorry. You've given you one. Now, when I say, Matthew, share those out a bit, please. Now, when I say, we throw, but this time, you've got some defense. Okay. So you can duck down behind it. You can use whatever you do to it. Right, are we ready? Are we ready? Ready? Go! Matthew, behind the line. all right, let's sit down, let's sit down, sit down. Thank you, let's sit down, let's sit down, let's sit down. Thank you, Matthew. Can we gather up the things? Can you gather up the thing? So, Tristan, was it helpful having this? That was certainly helpful. See how effective prayer is. So that's, let's leave that there. So it's essential to overcome temptation, to resist the evil one as we pray. Some of those things still hit home, mainly because they were cheating and coming up behind here. But then we just keep praying. We pray, and God will help us because we are dependent on Him even to make the right choices in life. Jesus tells us in the Lord's Prayer, He tells us to pray about temptation. He tells us to pray for protection from the evil one. So let's always acknowledge that we depend on God to help us resist temptation. And above all, let's pray that every day when we meet temptation, we will make good choices. That God will enable us to make good choices. So that God is glorified and that we can live lives which are pleasing to Him and effective for His service. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the prayer that You gave us as a model of how we show our dependence on You. And thank You, Lord, that we can depend on You for everything, even how to resist temptation and to live a life that's pleasing to You. Thank You that we don't have to screw ourselves up to try and go the right way, but that we can depend on Your power, Your help and Your protection. Help us to remember to acknowledge that and to pray that we can make good choices. Amen.